This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, our NBA runaround is coming up. That is our first one of the season. A lot to discuss. Or is there?
You're going to break down that hot Blazer game, are you?
I'm going to go to that lake.
But first, we have another quarterback benched in the NFL.
And by the way, I was reading an article today where there's a little buzz that maybe this is going to have a ripple down effect with agents and what they're telling college quarterbacks.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Well, let's get to that in a sec.
Yeah.
But I want to play the audio. So this is Anthony Richardson. Mm-hmm. He goes to the bench. Colts going with Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
Because he's clearly better.
Yes, and the Colts are in every game they've lost. Yeah. They're 500. Every game has been a one possession game.
Yeah,
and this could be a playoff team, and Anthony Richardson does not give them the best chance to win games.
Do you know what his completion percentage is?
It's got to be horrific.
You want to take a stab?
See his line? Yeah, on the last game,
40% somewhere in there.
He's at 44%.
He went 10 of 32 on Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, there was a period in the game where if you took away the blown coverage, they had a blown coverage that went for like 69. It was in the first half. So if you take away the blown coverage touchdown where he just threw it, there's no one within 15 yards of the guy. He went like 69 yards. I think in the first half he was, I want to say 2 of 15 for like 34 yards. That was his stat line in the first half. Now, granted, there were some of the guys weren't doing him any favors, but the problem with Anthony Richardson right now is he is so he's just unable to run a real offense. And you see, this is what I was talking about with like Jalen Hurts. Although Hurts had a great game last week. When you don't have command of the offense, when you don't have command of the pocket, when you don't have touch, you only have routes on the outside. So what they talked about with Justin Fields, when you hear people say they only play outside of the numbers, it's because those throws are the easiest. They're not the easiest throws to complete. They're the easiest throws to make because there's really no damage. Either the ball is out of bounds or it's overthrown. It should be low risk. You don't have to read anything.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I got a guy on the outside. It's one-on-one. I find that matchup or with the receiver, the safety's, over the top, and I just throw it out there, right? Three steps, and there goes the ball. That's all he throws. And so you get these low percentage throws that occasionally one of them hits, but they're a high degree of difficulty, and it's not a functional offense. You cannot win. It's like the old Raiders style of let's drop back and huck it 60 yards and hope something good happens, and that's all they can do with Anthony Richardson right now, or let him run.
No.
And it is just not a sustainable way. It's a college or high school offense.
He's been benched.
Yes.
So obviously they...
And you're going to lose the locker room if you keep doing that.
They know what you're talking about. So did he get benched more for that, or did he get benched more for the fact that he tapped out of the game?
I'll tell you what, I think it was the nail in the coffin.
Here's what he said after the... So if you didn't see, he asked out of the game after a kind of this weird run.
Yeah. Third down, by the way.
He was just scrambling.
Third down scramble.
Yeah.
He gets up, he's a little winded, and he asked to the sideline.
Yeah.
And you can see all the Colts going...
Yeah, what?
What the hell?
And it looked, because they kind of grabbed his leg.
They thought he was hurt.
And I was like, oh my God, here we go again. No, it turns out he was just tired.
Man, tired. I ain't gonna lie. That was a lot of running right there that I did. And I don't think I was gonna be able to go that next play. So I just, just told Sam I just needed a break right there.
Yeah, you can't. Honestly.
Just needed a break right there.
I have been playing or watching football since I was about 7 or 8 years old. So we're going on close to 40 years. I've never seen it. I just never seen it. Your franchise quarterback, the starting quarterback at any level on a third down, and you tap out because you're tired.
Need a blow, boss.
I just, at some point you lose the locker room. And this is the weird part about the NFL is like, you're like, oh, well, you're going through growing pains and you you know, this is the guy we drafted and needs to be our future. But for everyone else on that field, no one gives a damn about what's happening 2 years from now.
And couldn't he have either called a timeout or called a run play? Like, aren't there other ways to get out of that if you do need a rest?
I was watching the game. I think it was like 3rd and 8. And so,
it
was obviously a passing situation. Like, you know, I just never seen it.
And did they throw Flacco in there?
Yeah, they put Flacco in. And that's when everyone, I assumed that he was hurt. And I was like, oh boy, here we go again. I'm like, he's not going to get his job back. Well, he didn't get his job back, but it turned out not because he was hurt.
Well,
he's tapping out of plays.
They're saying that he is still their franchise and he will get another crack. This isn't permanent.
Man.
But Joe Flacco is clearly better. Joe Flacco can still sling it.
Yes.
Veteran.
Yes. Well, and
knows what he's doing.
And ultimately, again, this may be an opportunity for Anthony Richardson to learn, but this is the problem when you draft Anthony Richardson. And I said this when he got drafted. I've never seen a more ill-prepared quarterback coming out. And people were bringing up Josh Allen. And Josh Allen had his struggles, too, when he first came out. But Josh Allen played plenty of college ball. Anthony Richardson, I think, had like 15 college starts. And Anthony Richardson was bad in college. Not bad against elite competition. He just was bad. And Dable drafted him because he was an athlete. But when you watch him play, from recognition to footwork to all of it, he is a bad NFL quarterback. He is the worst functional NFL quarterback as far as playing the position. He's just a great athlete, and he has a huge arm, and he can make plays with his legs. But and this is where that article I read said that this may change the way agents now are telling college quarterbacks. So it used to be, hey, Anthony Richardson gets a first round grade and they're like, hey, we think you can go in the first round and we think you may be able to climb the ladder here. And so it's like, hey, go now. And I think what you're seeing now is some of these guys that wash out, now that you can make money in college, there's an idea that if you haven't started 2 full seasons in college, your agent's going to tell you, you go back, you take the NIL money, and you sit and learn, because you just aren't going to get the time to develop in the NFL. It's not going to happen. And I know Bryce Young played more football, but you've seen now, whether it's Zach Wilson, Bryce Young, Anthony Richardson, the tolerance for some of these young quarterbacks, this leash is not that long, and you can wash out in the span of 16, 17 games. And so when you go into the NFL, if you are completely unprepared, and make no mistake about it, some of these guys are completely unprepared, it doesn't do you any good to cash one rookie paycheck right on your signing bonus and then have it maybe nuke the whole career. You're better off going back to college, making $1 million, maybe $2 million bucks off NIL, and actually learning to play the position so that when you do get your opportunity in the NFL, you don't wash out after a year.
Definitely makes sense.
Yeah.
Who would teach them? Like, do you think that means then you get an influx of NFL-type coaches at the college level who teams bring them in to develop quarterbacks?
I would certainly hope so.
Because, I mean, you know, Anthony Richardson was at Florida.
Yeah.
Is there anybody there that can even teach him what he needs to know before going to the pros?
Tim Tebow. Wait, no.
I mean, look, and Dave Bartu talks about this all the time. He's a big believer of the more you play. Obviously, it's like the Brock Purdy thing, right? Yeah. You know, physically he's not great, but he's played a lot of football. And so even if you aren't necessarily running NFL concepts, you're not running an NFL system, there's still something to be said for just playing the position more and seeing things and learning how to process information. So at least when I get to the NFL, yes, you may be teaching me how to process things differently. You may be teaching me different footwork, but I have a good platform, right? I have a solid base, as opposed to landing in the NFL and having no ability to process information, no ability to ever learn any real footwork. And now I'm having to learn from basically zero. And in case anyone was wondering, no offense to anyone trying to hit a baseball, the hardest thing to do in sports is play that position and play it well. And you're asking people to learn the toughest position in all of sports. You're asking them to learn it in the span of 15 to 16 to 17 games when you really have no... You really have no ability to do so. It's like, I mean, honestly, it'd be like dumping someone into a foreign country and being like, you have this long to learn the language and you better be fluent in it. And if you're not, in the span of 6 months, your ass is fired. It's just, it's really hard to do.
So there's a direct correlation between college starts,
yes,
and NFL success.
Yeah, there's a lot of, and there's more and more numbers that are starting to back that up, or at least the...
Because Nick's...
Yeah.
Nick's comes to mind. He has the most starts of anybody ever in college, right?
Yep. At least it's like with the bus factor. Like, having a lot of starts may not guarantee you success, but when you, and Dave talks about this part too, when you don't have a lot of starts and you aren't carrying the load in college, the ones that actually transition to the NFL, you are the outlier of outliers. And if you're drafting the number one guy that you're committing to, it's really hard to draft on an outlier state, you know, on an outlier base and say he's going to be the guy to buck the trend.
Yeah.
They needed a brick right there.
So
interesting.
Well, it's like Anthony Richardson is such a better physical prospect than Bo Nix. And Bo has had his own struggles, but Bo has shown you over the last couple of weeks, it looks like there's some stuff there to work with. Like it's progressing. And you think about the number of reps and what Bo Nix has seen in his college time versus Anthony Richardson. And while they've both had their struggles, one you look at and say, hey, there's progress being made here. We can work with this. The other one you look at and you're like, I don't know where we go with this.
Yeah, I was looking at Lamar. He had three seasons at Louisville.
At Louisville.
Yeah.
And was raw, but it wasn't like this.
Not like this.
Not like this.
All right.
How many did Zach Wilson have? Because I remember he had the one good year. Was it.
Zach Wilson.
And it was not pretty. I mean, I was just thinking of, you know, it's like, ugh.
And then somebody else brought up Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah.
He didn't have a lot. Nope. Zach Wilson, 30 games.
Oh, so he played more. All right.
Three seasons.
Well, he may just suck.
Oh.
Well, he had one good year in college. And then, you know.
Somebody else mentioning Jordan Love sitting at Green Bay.
Yes. And that's, I would have loved to have seen what Anthony Richardson could have done with 3 years of sitting and be like, under no circumstance are you taking that field. We are going to spend 3 years and we're going to teach you how to do this, as opposed to, dude, just go out and make plays. Oh, you get hurt. And now, like, you took a team that was ready to win, that had a pretty good core, and you drafted the ultimate project player. Like, it was kind of doomed from the get-go unless he was the freak outlier. And
unless he was Jaden Daniels, basically.
But Daniels played a lot of football.
Yes, he did.
A lot of football.
Yeah, I was going through all the guys, and yeah, it seems to be just on paper. You just think about the guys who are having more success.
So then in this case,
they had more starts.
Does that mean that Dylan Gabriel's game somehow translates to the NFL? He's got he doesn't have a big arm, but like,
he's going to get a crack, but I think there's some real physical limitations on him.
Yeah.
But yes, like if you ask
gives him a chance.
He gives him a chance.
Yeah.
Yes. Gives him a chance because he has played as much football as you can play. More so maybe than any college quarterback ever.
All right, coming up next, our NBA runaround on The Fan.